3 goals and 20 points to 3.16. The ball has been filtered back inside to Ryan McHugh, and there goes the Hooter, and Donegal have booked their place into the Alliance National Football League final in Dublin. There's of course some news coming from the Athletic Grounds.
Yeah, from the Athletic Grounds. Armagh currently lead 121 to 23 points. Mayo of course disposing of the Roscommon threat today, so I think that would leave it at Donegal Mayo National League final next weekend, Parik. But we'll get more confirmation once that game is wrapped up full time in Athletic Grounds, but that's how it is as it stands. But yeah, Donegal a lot more composed and better in the second half. I think the experience that they brought in off the bench certainly helped. Some really good scores, some huge performances from Jason McGee, Michael Langan, young Shane Malone scoring 2-3, absolutely fantastic. So Donegal getting the job done. There will be some concerns about their defensive structure, I suppose, during the game, yeah. Tariq, but overall getting 320 on the board is a good score.
Yeah, absolutely. And suppose a word on Monaghan today. Suppose we were coming up the road, a lot of people were talking about, look, Monaghan nothing to play for today, but as you were indicating to me, it's a dangerous game from a Donegal point of view, because when you have nothing to play for, you're going to throw the kitchen sink at it.
Absolutely, yeah, and I expected nothing less from Monaghan. You know, just knowing them and the way they've performed over the last number of years, they play with pride, they've no pressure on them today, and they'll take a lot from this game, so they know that they can really put it up to this Donegal team. Donegal are considered to be, you know, in top 2-3 teams in the country, and Monaghan really put up a fair challenge for them today. Yeah, they've problems at the back, so they have, but they did really well. And you know, that 5 minutes bet before half time where they scored 2-3 without reply was huge for them and really got them back into the game, and you could see the confidence grow on them from that point. But you have to say, over the course of the game, Donegal leave us deserving winners, and you know, particularly in the second half. And you know, we know the importance of kickouts. We saw Gavin Mulroney win a couple of crucial kickouts in the second half, opposition kickouts, but Jason McGee was phenomenal, so he was in securing primary possession for his team from our own kickouts, absolutely phenomenal in that respect, and also in that in tagging on 5 points onto the scoreboard, as he did his buddy Michael Langan. So listen, right, the likes of Ryan McHugh coming into the game, Shane O'Donnell coming into the game, Finbar Rorty coming into the game, Owen McHugh coming in the second half, gave Donegal a bit more, you know, experience on the field, so it is. And that's by no means taken away from the likes of Sean Martin, who did really well, I thought, in his debut. Paula here worked really hard, all these young fellas. But Donegal just had that little bit extra in the second half, and when the question was asked, they were able to come up with the answers and come away with a win and secure a place in the National League final next weekend.
Suppose, Jim McGuinness, when you reflect on what do you want to achieve as a manager, you know, unearthing a couple of players in the National Football League, allowing them to express themselves, obviously. Anyone stand out in your opinion this year so far that you'd be going, yeah, that's a player that could really do something in the summer?
Oh, absolutely. Like, you have the likes of, you know, the likes of Conor McCahill, Turlough Carr have done really well, and the shows that they've had, you'd have to say Max Campbell has done really well, so he has. Shane Malone, for me, is the man that has really shown that he can really add something. He plays without fear, he plays with huge confidence. We saw him get 2-3 today, a couple of splendid goals for a young player, and he really is growing in confidence all the time, so he is, and growing, as his confidence grows, his ability and his return on the scoreboard will continue to go. He's searing pace, he's a lovely booting him that he can knock scores over from distance, or he's always seems to be a man that's capable of getting a goal, so he does. So yeah, there's an awful lot of positives in that respect. That's no mention of Kevin Muldoon, too, who made contributions, sending Carr getting into the game today, so he does. And you know, they've been really positive from that, and that's what Jim would have been looking for at the start of the league, to get a couple of players that he can look on the bench when games are going down the melting pot in the summer to say, yeah, I think this guy can make a difference for us out in the field today. But I'd have to say, over the 7 games of the National League, that Jason McGee for me has been instrumental in everything good that Donegal does. He's been absolutely fantastic, so he is.
And just some of the fielding we were referencing during our commentary down the left hand side, just going up, you know, the stature of the man going up, you know, to collect possession, you're not going to get up alongside him, you know, he's massive, you know, and that's, you know, if you're looking at last year, that is one of the big things that Donegal missed, is that, you know, aerial man, and that you can, yeah, you know, put the ball out.
It was evident Porrick as late as the last kick out there, yeah, in Gamalry, but just right on the sideline, he was being closely marked, that the best guy that they felt capable of disturbing him from getting the possession. Jason held him off at one hand, went up and just plucked it out of the air, put Donegal on the front foot, and that's what he does on a regular basis, so it is. So, you know, absolutely huge for him, and can't state how important it is that he stays fit for this Donegal assault on the Ulster Championship and further afield, hopefully.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, just reflecting on that second half performance, Donegal went in at half time with a 1 point lead to 11 to 3-7. It all started bright for the Jaconal men with the point from Shea Malone in the first opening score in that second half, 2-12 to 3-7. But then Desi Ward responded with a 2-pointer for Monaghan, 3-9 to 2-12. Then Pater Morgan, points from Pater Morgan, Michael Langan, Shea Malone, and Kiel McColgan. Up to the 51st minute, it was 2-16 to Monaghan's 3-13. And was Monaghan's Rory Began getting that two-pointer, the second two-pointer in that second half for Monaghan, along with Stephen O'Hanlon and Finnan Carlin with a point. But then up stepped Kiel McColgan on the 51st minute, Shea Malone with that all-important ball. It was, of course, Rory Began who came out with possession, was closed down by another number of Donegal players. The ball was kicked inside to Hugh McFadden, who broke it down to Shea Malone, who soccer style put the ball under the back of the net. That did give Donegal their third goal, and that left it 3-16 to 3-13. Michael Langan kicked his fourth point in this encounter in the 57th minute, 3-17 to 3-13. Conor O'Donnell again with another score, his second score in this encounter in the 61st minute. But Michael Langan and Finbar Rorty, well, they scored another 2 points for Donegal, with points from Ryan Wiley, Jack McCarron and Ryan O'Toole in that last couple of minutes for Monaghan. But it wasn't enough. Donegal, of course, came out in that second half, a number of changes as well, Brendan, so we'll strengthen that Donegal side. They went away with a victory today, 3-20 for Donegal, 3-16, and we're just waiting to see, is it definitely going to be Kerry or Mayo?
It ended in a draw, so it did, between Armagh and Kerry. So Kerry go to 10 points, Mayo go to 10 points, and it comes down to the head-to-head between Kerry and Mayo, which Kerry, of course, won comprehensively last week. So Kerry will go into the league final against Donegal next Sunday in Croke Park.
Yeah, news coming through that Dublin have been they've gone down to Division 2, so they've been relegated, and well, interesting to see. So it's been a busy day here in the Islands National Football League, but from a Donegal point of view, we go away with a victory. We're heading to Croke Park once again, Brendan Kilcoyne, and it's against Kerry. It's going to be a mouth-watering encounter, and you're going to look forward to that one.
Absolutely, Porrick, yeah, a huge game again, and a great opportunity to get a big game up in Croke Park to test yourself against the best. Terry Kerry out there, they're current All-Ireland champions, they deserve to be assigned as the best team in the land at this moment, so great opportunity for Donegal to go up and challenge themselves against this Kerry team. I don't worry about, you know, showing your cards early or anything like that. Go up and have a good rattle at it against this Kerry team. Test yourself, test a couple of things out defensively in the open spaces in Croke Park. Hopefully have a good few players back in contention. Good to see Shane O'Donnell back today. Hopefully Brendan McColl coming off, because he's a crucial player for Donegal, isn't too badly injured. I think it's just a nick in the ankle, that he'll be okay to go next weekend. So Jim and his management team will have selection headaches during the week, but that's a good thing, so it is, and it's good preparation for the upcoming Ulster Championship game against Down in O'Donnell Park and Letterkenny. We look forward to that too, obviously. Of course, Donegal going away in a training camp then the week after. I think it's on Good Friday that they leave to go in a training camp, so the vibes around Donegal are very good. I think it was very important to get the win up here today, particularly coming after on the back of the draw against Galway and Ballyshannon and the loss down on the Hyde Park last week, to come up to Clonus here and get the win. They got a good challenge too, so they did, from a very lively Monaghan team who played without fear, and will have won back a lot of their confidence, and I'm sure back at their fans' confidence. But Donegal got the job done and go forward to a league final now.
Got the job done, and interesting to see all the Donegal players are still out on the pitch signing autographs, which is fantastic to see. But it's all over here in St. Jenner's Park in Colonus. Victory for Jim McGuinness' side, 3 goals and 20 points for Donegal, 3-16 for Monaghan.